It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Pam Boyd. She is the new executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, taking over for Megan Cummings. And we're going to get to know Pam a little bit better. And then we're going to talk, of course, you know, they're always looking for donations for like Soul to Souls and the diaper drive. And they're going to be heading out into businesses to talk to individuals about if they would like to donate to the United Way. We're going to talk about all of those things. But first, we're going to get to know Pam a little bit better. Pam, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be here and getting to know the community, and this is a great way to start.
Well, and I would say, first of all, welcome to the community.
Thank you.
And how are things going down at the United Way?
Oh, things at the United Way are great. And this is, I'm so incredibly honored to really get to work with this organization because, you know, the thing about nonprofit organizations is that a lot of times you're dealing with the big stuff, you know, the worldwide hunger, you know, the big issues that we face as human beings. An organization like the United Way of Eastern Utah, what we're about is being nimble and helping the need that comes to us in our community. And, you know, our mission is to create lasting change to improve the health and education and financial stability of our neighbors. And so when you give to the United Way, when you volunteer with the United Way, you're helping your community. You're doing your little part in our little part of the world. And that's great work to do.
It really is. And yes, where the United Way is a big organization, the great thing about the United Way is they kind of break it down to area. So you cover just Eastern Utah, which is still a pretty big area.
Yeah, you know, and I have pronunciations here because I am new to the area and some of these things are hard to pronounce. But we're a 7-county region, and of course it's Carbon and Emery County and Uinta.
Uinta.
Okay, Uinta. And Duchesne, I want to really mangle that one up, but Duchesne, Grand and San Juan counties and Daggett County. So that's our area of reach. And we are working hard to do outreach into all those areas.
And as you said, you're new to the area. So let's talk a little about you first and get to know you a little bit better. Now, you said you've lived here for about 8 months.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I'm brand new to the area. I'm so excited to be here. Brought here by family. My son met a local girl and they got married and live in Orangeville. And so my husband and I did kind of a move to be closer to family thing. And but I spent 35 years in Eagle, Colorado.
And so you're taking all the knowledge that you took from there and you're bringing it here, and you're going to work for you're going to run this United Way chapter, because, you know, as you said before, the United Way is such a great organization. So let's talk about some of the things that the United Way does. And I'll tell you what, my favorite is the Soul to Souls. It touches my heart every time I hear about Soul to Souls. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
You know, Dave, as an aside, I have to tell you, I'm totally with you on that touching my heart because my dad owned a shoe store. And so this could not be closer to where I live, you know. But Souls to Souls is a program that, you know what, if kids' feet hurt, if you don't have shoes that fit you, how are you going to learn spelling? It's kind of, how are you going to be able to have a good time at recess? You know, you don't think about it, but think about the shoes on your feet right now. And think about if they were pinching you or hurting you, or you didn't or they had holes in them, how would you function with your day? So Souls to Souls, we collect shoes and we get referrals in. You know, school counselors say, you know, this kid really needs a pair of shoes. We'll get you a pair of shoes. And so, and especially as at back to school time, we make sure that kids just have shoes. I think it's a really important kind of overlooked aspect of quality of life for kids in our community. And we can help with that. We can do that.
So there's the Souls to Souls. And you guys also do a diaper drive. And both of these programs are year round.
Yes.
If people have diaper drive items or anything like that, what do they need to do with them? And what kind of items do you take?
Well, we take diapers. We'll take, you know, wipes, that kind of thing. You know, I'm not really set up to take clothing per se, but you know, if you know anybody who's been a new mom knows the kind of things you need, and we will take them and we will make sure they're back out in the community. You can email me at liveunited at UWEU. I got to say that slowly so I get those initials correctly. So UWEU.org. And we will make arrangements. We will take it and we will make sure that your neighbors benefit.
And so there's those two programs. And then the other one you just kind of were talking about is it's time to go around to businesses and talk to employees and, you know, about donating to the United Way. And it's very simple. It really is. How does that all work?
Well, we go to big employers in the area and we do a little presentation. We talk to them about the impact that United Way has in our community. And people can choose to make a payroll deduction, you know, that goes directly to United Way. They don't have to do anything. They just sign up. It could be any amount. You know, you could say a dollar. But, you know, at the end of the year, if you make a dollar a week donation, you've given us $52. And that is significant. That's a package of diapers. That's a couple pairs of shoes for kids. You know, sometimes we ask, you know, would you be willing to once a month work an hour for United Way? And so this just comes out of your paycheck and your employer sends a check directly to us. And it's a great, pretty convenient way to make a difference in your community.
It really is. And it's, like I said, it's very simple. You don't even miss it.
No.
And it gets that taken care of. So those are a few things that are going on right now. We need to talk about something that's coming up in the future. And granted, like we said, it's 5 months away, but it's never too early to start talking about the Day of Caring.
No, Day of Caring is, you know, it's the idea of September 11th is such a somber day in our nation and how we approach the month of September, really. And so why don't we take it and why don't we own it? And why don't we make it something that benefits all of the people in our community? And United Way sponsors a Day of Caring. And we go out and we bring volunteers in and we do community projects all over. It's mainly been in Price, you know, but you have a big reach here at the radio station, so perhaps we'll hear from people in other parts of our district. And what we do, what I'd love to do right now, especially since I'm new, I'd love to have people contact me about, you know what, it'd be great if you had volunteers for a day to do this project at our service organization, at our community, at for seniors. I don't really know what people want done yet, and I can't wait to hear.
and that's the great thing about it is yes, it's never too early to start calling with project ideas for the Day of Caring. But the other thing about it too is you don't have to wait that long. And I know that that's another cornerstone for United Way is, you know what, if you see something, if you have a neighbor that you know needs help, either go and take care of it or you can call the United Way and they can take care of it for you and get kind of maybe get some people organized to go do those kinds of things. That's what the United Way is all about in our area, isn't
it? Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I don't have the answers to everything and I don't have your solutions to everything. But you know what? I promise to do everything I can to get you to where you need to be.
All right. Pam Boyd, the new executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Thank you so much for coming down and talking to us about the United Way, things that are coming up, things that are going on. It's always great. And hopefully this is just the first of many conversations that we get to have.
I hope so, too. This was wonderful. Thank you very much. And everybody want to live united. Thanks.
Thank you. Now, once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.